Welcome back, everyone, to your practice focus session for the month. Let me tell you why I love and keep doing these with you every single time. Because, as they say, practice makes perfect, and yet we all know that is an elusive thing. One of my favorite sayings is, what you focus on, you get more of. And that's why I bring to you high-level and advanced reminders, which is what they are, about the most important aspects of your success with each other and with your patients. I appreciate how serious you study them and involve yourselves with each of the practice focuses, because quite frankly, if you aren't, then you are just going through the motions every month doing the same old thing. And you know what? The expression is, if you aren't growing, you're dying. And, you know, one of my really favorites is, if you aren't winning, you're losing. And there is no pause, nothing in limbo or idle or even really such a thing as status quo. There is only striving to get better or being complacent and getting worse. You can't afford to lose your edge or your focus ever. If you want to truly help your patients get healthy and achieve your goals and theirs, and hey, I'm really talking as much about out of the practice as I am in it. This is always as much about you personally as anything else, you know, even if we were talking about something as specific as we did over the past few months. There are still valuable personal and life lessons you can always take away from our work here together. So, let's dive in. Today, we are going to laser focus in on one particular part of communicating with patients, more so than we've ever done before. And the reason is because it happens to be the single most effective way to communicate and to understand another person, regardless of whether we're talking patient, each other, family member, anybody, okay, anybody. This is the art in action of asking questions. Yes, you know, I always like to say, like a broken record over the years, and I'll continue to constantly remind you to take more pictures and ask more questions. Do I ever stop saying this? Should I? Of course not. No different than you can't stop. Just because you did it on a patient already today or a long time ago on the same person, it's a cycle, a continuum. And those that work to master this are the ones that will have the most influence over others and therefore the greatest value and contribution to your team. I say it, questions, questions, questions. Obviously, the reason why is because it's the only way to know what someone else is thinking and where their mind is at. It's the only way to truly learn about them and their perception and their past experiences, their goals, and where and why they place their value on whatever they do. Questions are the only way to guide someone into something that will make sense and totally align and feel natural and comfortable with them. Questions done right, every patient will always, always walk themselves right into the answer that you want them to have. And it'll make case acceptance, compliance, follow-through, value, and yes, even money easy to achieve with your patients because you are walking through the dialogue and the approach with questions to make it their idea. Before I talk you through it today, I'm going to actually give you the activity and your teamwork first so that you can have full perspective before I give you some a little additional strategy and insight. Today, I want you to role play like never before, and I want you to help each other improve, to be very deliberate about this. Each of you, regardless of your position, front to back and everywhere in between, from phone and treatment presentation to hygiene and assistant, and of course, and especially, our doctor, you are going to practice questioning and get even more comfortable than you are now and work to build your muscle memory around this until at which point it becomes so natural and routine you never mess it up, skimp out, neglect, or even deny your patient the opportunity to respond and be involved in the process. First, I want to ask you to buddy up, okay, two people together. I want to play the patient, And of course, you're going to flip it around after that. And I want this truly to be, first of all, like new patients. Buddy up. Everybody own the position that you do. Okay? And just practice back and forth. Your job is to ask the questions. Now, I'm talking about phone calls. I'm talking about interviews, talking about case building, talking about the exam, the diagnosis, talking about presenting treatment. I'm talking about everything, whatever you do all day long, whatever you do, okay? I want you to only be able to ask the questions, listen to the response, and if you need to state something back, well, you can do that. But then ask another question. I want you to do this until you exhaust everything you need to accomplish. And if you run into a roadblock or an objection, find a way around it and back on track by asking another question. Okay, really, really, this should be fun. And I want you to make it fun and make it a game. Okay, the team member playing the patient can be a little silly. It's okay. It's fine. But I do want you to take this seriously and actually use real-life examples. And as I say, make it real. Otherwise, it's not helpful. Now, here's the trick. You're going to have to slow down, to be present, to consciously listen. Okay? Of course, you need to be curious and genuinely caring. These are not hard things to do because this is you. Now, throughout the day, it's tough because you're busy. And so this is why the practice is so critical, so that you get in the habit of the question being the first place that you go. Now, I'll circle back later and explain why I'm going to keep this portion very brief, but let's just say, for example, you've all heard me say this many, many times. Patient calls up on the phone, first thing you do, whatever they say, you ask for their name. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please? I'm so happy you called us today. Please tell me, what motivated you to call our office today? Okay, the patient answers the question. You respond with another question. Oh, I want to get my teeth cleaned. That's fantastic. Could you tell me a little bit more about that? When is the last time you had your teeth cleaned? Okay, or how did you hear about our practice? You understand. Question, question, question. Now, I'm not going to say the phone is the easiest part, because actually it's probably the hardest part. It's probably the hardest part. Everybody else has got it easier because the patient's in front of you. Even on the phone, you dig deep. Patient says, well, I've been having some pain. Tell me more about the pain. Describe. Where is it hurting? Is there anything else you'd like to tell me? Great. Well, let me ask you a question. What would you like to see happen when you come to our practice? Hey, like, it doesn't matter. You're going to let the conversation sort of meander and move around, but you're going to be very poignant and direct to your outcome. What I want you to focus on is, what information do you want to gather off the phone call and use questions to get that, so that you can arrive at our goal, an emotional connection with the committed appointment for a patient that's excited to come in and that's got something to do. Remember, questioning on the phone is not just about getting the right appointment scheduled. It's also about preparing and pre-educating the patient and setting the tone and the expectations and helping share with them how different you are and what we're about. But remember, throughout all of this, the reason questions matter is because it forces you to keep the focus on the patient. The in-office interview, you understand. They were asking the patient about their goals, what's important to them, what they value, what they want to see happen in their mouth. They were asking them some personal questions. And you're taking those answers and you're digging beneath the surface, layer after layer after layer. And one of the most important questions, which technically we're going to get into in more depth next time, is you ask the patient, what would you like to see happen? Tell me, what else? What else interests you? Okay? You want them to keep sharing, keep sharing. Now, case building, this could be as simple as saying, patient, do you see the photograph we're looking at together? Of course you do. Do you notice anything over here on the left side? Okay, what do you think about that? When you look at that, just describe back to me what you see. You see what I just said? Just describe back to me what you see. Okay? Now, that's a statement in implying a question to get them to respond. I say, patient, do you feel that? We're probing now. You heard a little higher number. Do you feel that? Then what about when I press right here? Okay, go ahead, bite down for me. Okay, now move your teeth a little bit side to side. All right, open again, close. Now, do you feel where your front teeth are hitting a little bit first? Do you feel how it's off sides there? Bite down again. Do you see there's a space? Can you feel over here there's a space? Okay, do you want to know why that is? Do you want to know why that is? You see what I'm saying? These questions don't have to be crazy. They can be, well, now tell me, what would you like to see happen with this over here? You're missing a couple teeth. It's obvious, common sense. It's no good for you. Okay, the only way to live is to with all your teeth in your mouth. I mean, that's kind of the idea here. Hey, tell me, what would you like to see happen? Again, we're just drawing back the question. Hey, this case building exam, you know these. The questions are you doing them? Okay, you know these. And a lot of them are very common sense and very straightforward. It's all about drawing the patient in and keeping them engaged. With the treatment presentations, of course, you can be asking questions. You can be describing, laying out the pictures, drawing things on them and saying, now, when you look at all this, tell me what's most important to you. Okay, how does this make you feel? Can you imagine, can you think about your future just for a second? I want you to tell me. I want you to make a big smile right now. Go ahead. I know it sounds a little silly. Make a big smile. How does that feel to you to know that you're going to have the best smile of your life? Okay, very soon, very soon. That's what we're going to do here on your pathway to health. Now, I think you get the idea. I want you to think about what you need to gather from the patient to draw them in and to have success. Now, once you've practiced back and forth several times, then come together as a group and role play sequentially through the patient experience with each person asking questions from start to finish so that everyone on the team gets exposure to what questions others are asking and what type of comments that they're experiencing from patients, and help each other to build the great dialogue. Maybe somebody else thinks of an even better question than you. You're working to build your arsenal of questions and also to have perspective and understanding about the seamless patient experience all the way in a complete continuum. After you do that, we're going to go back and then break down to the buddy system and role play out questions that are not to new patients, So this could be, for example, patients of record calling on the phone to cancel, to reschedule, to leave the practice. Terrible, unless you wanted them to. To ask about insurance stuff or billing statements or questions they have. Maybe somebody's following up on a treatment plan. This could be a patient in hygiene or operative with additional treatment pending, or you could be seeing an emergency. It could be a specialty case. It could be a screening into sleep or ortho or TMD or an implant consultation. Okay? It could be a comeback treatment conference for a patient that's been there forever. It could be a person that's got a broken down mouth. You've been talking and talking and talking, but you have not effectively used the questions. Okay? You haven't effectively used the questions. It could be handling objections in the back, which we did a lot of last time. Do your best and think through as many patient scenarios as possible and use questions to engage your patients to better understand and to convey information with the questions. Okay? Very important. Now, remember, you can also give feedback or make comments about anything you want when you finish. You must finish with a question to your patients until they arrive at the best conclusion and answer that you want them to have. You are using questions to guide them to results that is in their best interest. That's always the point. Now, I've given you some examples throughout this. What I'm not going to do is give you a stock list of questions. I get it. It's what you would want. But at the same time, you don't. Because, you know what? No one likes being scripted. And honestly, it takes the entire point out of the relationship with the patient because it's not as genuine and authentic. And the best part about all of this is the real interaction and the personable approach to your patients, you, your personality. What you're going to do is create your own list of your questions that you're going to have in your arsenal to use as needed for your particular part of the patient engagement that you own the responsibility for. Now, remember, not all questions are necessary every single time. This is what I mean. It's not a list that you want to just run through. It has to be appropriate and a natural flow. I will also tell you that you should err on the side of too many questions versus not enough. Everyone listening to this right now, I can promise you, does not get enough information from your patients before you start dictating whatever you do to them. You don't listen enough. You don't dig deep enough. You don't get the patient drawn in enough and involved enough. That's not criticism. It's fact. Because it can always be better. And the more the patient talks and the more committed they are to the process and to what is going on, their relationship with you and ultimately to the outcome you want for them. Once you complete the second round of buddy questions, bring it back together to everyone, and go around so all team members hear your various scenarios and how you're using questions to help your patients win. The last point I want to make here is that you are not waiting for objections to happen to use questions. You are not waiting for patients to ask questions for you to take control and start asking them. You want to have proactive questioning. Okay? Proactive questioning. We handled objections in great depth last month. This is about using questions to move the patient forward, to open their eyes and mouth, and to get them making positive progress on the next steps of the experience and with their pathway to health with you, proactively. So we avoid the objections because the patient's so drawn in. As the old saying goes, knowledge is power. And one more, from good old President Roosevelt, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. And moreover, the more you know about your patients, they know you care about them, and then they will care about what you can do for them. And that is what this is all about. You should finish with a practice-wide list of questions that can become protocol for training and development of any new team members in the future. And I can tell you, this is one you'll want to revisit and continue to practice and perfect. The most important way to make this successful is to challenge each other and make sure no one is skipping out or stopping too early, and that they are really listening and getting the most relevant and important information. You can be social, you can be fun and friendly, but ultimately your question should be gathering information so that you can better compel your patients to make great decisions for themselves and their health. Because this will take some time. I'm going to stop here. If you do it right, it will take some time. I'm going to stop here for today. Follow my instructions. Practice role play, make it real, and have fun learning about your patients so you can help them through mastering the art and use of questions. Very important. This is about learning enough about your patient, drawing them in, getting them to understand, to believe, to be a part of the process so that we can build value, build trust, build commitment, and move patients forward on the pathway to health with their goals and your goals for them, and by the way, make your job so much easier and so much more fulfilling because you have a willing patient in your hands that you become the guide and influencer and leader over. That's why we call them patients, folks. That's why they come in to listen, to be guided and advised and helped by you. I'll see you on the flip side. Can't wait to hear about the magic that you're going to create together, the mastering the art and use of questions to be a guide and to have more influence over your patients. Take care.